Holy hell.
Oh,
wow. Is there a lot to talk about when it comes to the Dolphins? And by the way, I just want to point this out at the beginning. It's a shame that the Dolphins' putrid play has to overshadow the brilliance of the Miami Hurricanes right now, because they look great. Cam Ward looks great. He is the odds-on favorite to win the Heisman Trophy, according to Vegas. They have a game this Friday night at Hard Rock Stadium. They host Vatek. And so we're going to talk Canes, and we're going to, you know, pay attention to the Canes this week. But we have to start with the Dolphins, because that was almost impossible to comprehend while you were watching it. Because my biggest problem, CC, and we talked about this last week when we tried to talk ourselves into Skylar Thompson. I said, he's been there 3 years. This is his third year. They have 10 days to prepare. Remember, Tua went down on a Thursday night. 10 days to prepare with the ones and Mike McDaniel, 10 days to prepare. So I'm having a really tough time figuring out how they thought Skylar Thompson was the best option after two seasons and then this preseason and this training camp and what you saw Thursday night. Like, I'm having a really tough time trying to mentally understand what I watched yesterday.
What they watched for 3 years. That was embarrassing. Like, literally embarrassing. I'm watching it with my son on the couch, and he's asking questions that I didn't want to answer because I felt bad. Daddy, why can they not do anything? Why don't they throw the ball deeper? Bro, I got you. It's just, it was bad. Skyler wasn't good. Then he was getting laid out. He doesn't know that there's guys on the other side that want to hit him. He doesn't know that they're chasing him. Is he a 7-on-7 quarterback? I don't know what was going on. It was embarrassing that they tried to run that same offense. Waddle and Tyreek were frustrated. I was frustrated. They have no power run game. Did you see? Bro, I was calling out where the ball was going. When they have old Ingold in the game and they motion the tight end over, I know exactly where the ball was going every single time. The Ingold little fullback handoff was the same that we saw in week one. We said that they have to adjust this playbook. We said they have to figure out what Skyler can do well. They simplified the playbook to a point of high school. I'm hot with Mike McDaniel right now about the plays he was calling.
He looked confused all day to me. The end of the first half was embarrassing. The fact that they're throwing a deep ball to Tanner Connor when you've got Tyreek Hill on the sideline,
you've
got to be bleeping kidding me.
Our offense was praying for pass interferences. We cheered. That deep ball to Ingold, me and Chan jumped off the couch cheering, because that was probably the longest play of the day, was a pass interference. It was embarrassing. People that have not watched the Dolphins, people on the West Coast that were waiting for the 4 o'clock game, sitting in a sports bar, they watched the Dolphins and they were looking like, how in the hell did this team go to the playoffs year after year, 3 years in a row? How have they been to the playoffs? That was embarrassing on yesterday at 4 o'clock. I was listening on radio, and it didn't seem as bad as when I started watching it on TV. Then it really hit me how bad they looked.
That's because Jimmy doesn't do that great a job telling you what's going on. You know, he may have had them in the lead. I don't know.
Hey, Kata Kuhu was covering everybody.
He's Kuhu for Cocoa Puffs.
Kata Kuhu was locking down people.
These are a couple of my observations yesterday, okay? After yesterday, I'm of the belief that Tua is even more valuable than the contract that they gave him. Mm-hmm. I'm more convinced now that Tua is the reason that team sees any success. And I think Mike McDaniel got unmasked yesterday because I'm of the conclusion now Mike McDaniel needs Tua a hell of a lot more than Tua needs Mike McDaniel. That's where I am at after that game. A couple other things. the notion that if you have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, any quarterback can look good is patently absurd, because our quarterback could not have looked worse.
Mm-hmm. Geno Smith was the best quarterback within 6 miles of that stadium last night.
Mike McDaniel and Chris Greer made a bad decision in keeping Skylar Thompson as their backup and not pursuing another quarterback during the preseason or training camp, when it was pretty clear that neither of the quarterbacks, I'm not telling you Mike White was the answer, I'm telling you it was pretty clear that neither of those quarterbacks were the answer to back up Tua. And it was so evident yesterday. And instead of taking advantage of the time they had way back when to bring in a Ryan Tannehill, as suggested, or trade for a Josh Dobbs, as suggested, they didn't do anything.
Or what about Andy Dalton? Did you see Carolina yesterday?
The Miami Dolphins have put up 33 points total in their three games this season. Andy Dalton put up 36 points yesterday for the Carolina Panthers. That's a backup quarterback. Malik Willis, that's a backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of backup quarterbacks who come in and they do fine. This looked like a team that didn't practice for 10 days leading up to this game. It literally looked like a team that had not prepared for 10 days. And I'm telling you, this Mike McDaniel looked confused to me. He looked confused. That trash at the end of the first half?
Well, it's ridiculous.
I don't know what I saw.
What is on that little piece of paper? Is it a Chinese takeout menu?
Well, what are you calling? In the fourth quarter, he was holding his play sheet up to his mouth to cover his mouth. And I kept thinking to myself, no one's trying to read your lips, buddy. Because they don't want the plays and they know what's coming.
Let them read your lips. Maybe you could throw them off if they think a word means something different. To your point, we talked about this last week. Malik Willis. What was Malik Willis? What did he throw the ball 13 times? They ran the ball. Green Bay just ran downhill and won a game. It's what we talked about. We talked about, I think me, Solana and myself had a, we argued about it when I said, I do not want the game in the hands of Skylar Thompson. I want them to run the ball. I want them to make him hit some third and sixes, some out routes, maybe a crosser or two. They do not have a consistent run game. Their cutesy little jet sweep stuff. Load up and do something else. Whoop somebody's ass in front of you. That's what we're missing.
Here's the only thing that I'll say in opposition to that. Before the season started, you gave massive contracts to Jaylen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. This team is built to throw the ball to two stud receivers. That's what they're built for. Mm-hmm. So they may not have the power run game. And certainly without Mostert there, you know, that you're lacking that. But they're built to throw the ball. Their stars on offense are the two receivers. But they're throwing the ball to Tanner Scott or Tanner Connor, whatever the hell the guy's name is, Jimmy Connors. Durham Smythe can't catch a ball.
Oh, boy.
If his hands were made of Velcro and the ball was made of Velcro.
The back of the end zone, that would have changed the game.
I mean, he can't catch. He's dropped so many passes. This Julian Hill should be launched to Mars on the next SpaceX rocket.
Can he hear? Does he have any ailments? Because there's no way somebody jumps off sides as much as Julian Hill.
This team.
And I just want to point out one thing. So everybody knows, before Solana talks here, how little he knows about anything. Before the season, he was all in on Bryce Young, and Andy Dalton blew that out of the water. Before the season, he was all in on Julian Hill. That guy stinks to high heaven. And before the season, there was one other. What was it? Julian Hill. Oh, before the season, he thought Calais Campbell was washed. That guy's been the star of the team.
He might jump on third down every now and again.
Go ahead, Solana. Give us your pearls of wisdom.
Thank you. Conveniently, you left out all of your pearls of wisdom from earlier in the season when you called this the greatest roster ever constructed in the history of the Dolphins organization.
And I still believe that as long as Tua's out there.
Guys, this
roster. They're a different team. They're a playoff team if Tua's out there. He has shown you how right I was about Tua. That's what I've learned from all this. I could not have been more right about Tua.
I think it's fair to say Tua makes this team better, obviously. This team, what you watched yesterday, is years of dysfunction building a roster. And whether you want to believe it or not,
it's true.
Fine. But Crowder, I told you, this team can't run the ball, not because they don't have the guys to run the ball with. They don't have an offensive line. They can't get any push to run the ball. And what did they do yesterday? Despite McDaniel probably knowing what we all found out, Skylar Thompson's ass, they threw 20 pass plays and only ran the ball 8 times in the first half against a Seahawks team whose biggest struggle all around, offense or defense, is defending the run. And McDaniel knows that, but he also knows if he tries to ground and pound, his team isn't built for it. You lost half your offensive line yesterday, and they let every Seahawks rusher get to the quarterback 45% of the time. That's awful. This offensive line is a joke. It's an absolute joke, and they mocked us over it. The team is not built properly. They paid the wrong guys, and Tua Tagovailoa, as good as he is, isn't saving you from this disaster. It was obvious.
Yes, he is. He is.
But with a bad O-line, though, if Tua's out there, he can complete passes. We saw
it last year.
Gets
the ball out quickly.
He gets the ball out quickly, and number one in yards per game, number three in points per game. The offense runs when the quarterback can do it with this line. Do we have a paper-thin, graceful line? Yes. They were falling down like dominoes yesterday. He's hurt. Everybody has an injury. They're giving away injury like Oprah. But they have to figure out a way with Skyler. Sana, to your point, it wasn't at the end of the first quarter. They stopped the game on Thursday night. McDaniel knew that Skylar Thompson's going to be the starter. They had 10 days to prepare a football team, or hell, an offense, because I think the defense played well, especially early in the second half.
Yeah.
To prepare, you got 10 days to prepare an offense that's led by Skylar Thompson. Why wouldn't you do some team run? Put big ass Patrick Paul, whatever his name is, in there because he's 6'7", 330. Let him lean on somebody a little bit. Why was every run play the exact same run play every time? I would have had some tackles for loss. I was watching it, and when they had the fullback in the game and they motioned the tight end, I said, oh, the ball's going left. But as soon as he moved, I said, the ball's going right there. I know where the ball's going. They're trying to run a double lead. Double leads don't work when you know they're coming because now everybody's damn running towards all the people on one side of the ball. And then A-Chain tried to cut it back one time and got busted in his head by the defensive end who wasn't the plan offensively. I think the
10 days.
Plan offensively.
10 days. That's what they came up with.
Week and 10 a days. Half.
Unbelievable. This Skylar Thompson doesn't realize that if he can't see someone coming towards him, there still might be people behind him or to his side. He thinks unless he can see them, people don't exist. It's like a goldfish. He's got goldfish mentality. They only see what's in front of them.
That's why deer's eyes on the side of their head, they have a bigger reference.
Send him to the Dolphins doctors and implant some eyes on the side of his head.
I'm on the sideline. Nobody's over here with me.
The end of that first half is so comical because he's scrambling for a good 7 seconds. Now, if you look at a breakdown of the play, there were no receivers in the end zone. If that's what he was looking for, that's not the play, apparently, that Mike McDaniel was running. Mike McDaniel was running some sort of different play that has to do with a Chargers game. I don't know what happened. But Tyreek Hill was even asked about it after the game, and he was like, yeah, I can only run the play that they tell me to run. Skyler seems like he's looking for someone to get to the end zone. No one's going to the end zone. I have never seen on a Hail Mary, like I've seen someone get sacked on a Hail Mary before. I've never seen someone be able to scramble for 7 seconds and then get tackled from behind during a Hail Mary. That was unbelievable to me.
Hawk, nobody ran to the end zone.
I know. They were 20 yards. The closest receiver was 20 yards from the end zone. 20 yards.
Why not just kneel it then? Like, if you're not throwing to the end zone,
either kneel or throw for a field goal. Obviously, they're not going to give you the sidelines, but whatever. If you're not comfortable throwing a Hail Mary, kneel and let's get it together for the second half. I don't know what the bleep was going on there. I don't know.
Crowder,
they had a hail and Mary got tired. She said, I ain't going way down there. Y'all kiss my butt. That last play was sad.
Listen, that was sad.
Listen, man, we can call Mike McDaniel an offensive guru all we want. You are in the worst possible situation without your quarterback. Now your backup has been hurt. You're still within one score if you score a touchdown and your defense gifts you the ball on the 5-yard line in plus territory. Offensive gurus figure out with 4 downs to get points in that situation.
Ticket Wizard texted me when they got that turnover. Here comes a field goal. Before the Dolphins had lined up for first down, the Ticket Wizard had texted me, guarantee you field goal.
And
sure as bleep, he was right.
They couldn't get in.
Four plays. You're telling me you're an offensive genius. You have 4 plays to get 5 yards, and you can't figure it out in a dire situation? Get out of here, man.
After the interception, they were right there. The Sealer interception, they were right there. And it was first and goal from the 6. They couldn't score. They gave it to Achane twice right up the middle where I'm begging him to do that. They could not figure out a way to score. They did. Well, Durham Smythe can't catch. He might as well cut his hands off and just block people. But it was sad to watch them be that close to having a football game and not be able to score. Those 10 days were wasted. They should have gave them vacation. They should have went to Cancun.
They should have. Tell me what preparation. Did you see any preparation? 10 days worth of preparation left you with those 3 points? I mean, Mike McDaniel might have should have just come out to midfield, taken a dump, and left, flown home.
I know the score looks crazy. Defense was playing ball. Sacks, interceptions.
Yeah, you gotta be able to put up some points.
Jalen was out there beating up people. Yeah. Jalen was bullying guys on the outside. There were some great defensive performances. That offense, I could have called a better offense.
It was really bad. Let's blaze through headlines because Mike Cuno is going to join us, but then he's got to go tape something. So I want to make sure we have enough time with him. Mercury Morris passed away yesterday. Legendary part of the perfect season and legendary part of Dolphins history. Mercury Morris, we'll talk about him today. That's a sad loss. Let's do headlines here quickly with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Dorel Hyundai. At Dorel Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Dorel Hyundai.
The Canes do get overshadowed, and it's not fair. Hawks right. They routed USF. Cam Ward, better than any of us could have expected again.
I say he's the best quarterback in the state of Florida who plays football. I'm including Tua, Trevor Lawrence, and Baker Mayfield. All right, I got to throttle it back a little bit. But damn, he looks good, huh? He looks good.
I'm on the train this year. I'm allowed. You and Gino allowed me on the Kings train, so I'm on it. But yeah, you always go too far. Goodness gracious. He looked good. That game was tight early. And then it was just, we're better than you. We're more talented.
Yeah.